So page Kuf Mem Gimel, Os Dalid, in the Sefer She'arim El HaPnimius, in Parak Tazayin, HaKadusha HaSochis Torah Shebaal Peh. HaKadusha HaSochis, the inner Kedusha that we've been talking about, how again, yesterday we gave so many examples of concepts in Kabbalah and Chassidus, and the distinction being that in Kabbalah we sort of focus on these concepts in the broadest sense. We look at them outside of ourselves, as opposed to in Chassidus, we try to see all these concepts from within ourselves. So, for example, we spoke about Yichud Kutchubich Lushchintei, and lifting up and refining Yitzotzos, and Galus, and Geula, and focusing on Klal Yisrael versus focusing on the individual. Is my Tachlis really just a Hecha Timsa to something much bigger, some type of cosmic event? Or is my Tachlis about being able to be neshama beguf in a healthy balance? How do I understand Mashiach in light of that? How do I understand good and bad in light of that? How do I understand the possibility of experiencing a gula before gula comes, like we spoke about yesterday? To always be a Shabbos dick and an Eretz Yisrael dick and a Olam Haba dick, a mensch. Okay, and to really try to uncover all of that from within ourselves. So let's go weiter now. Kedusha Atzoches Torah Shabbal Peh. Hakoach Eloki Atamun Bebriya Hu Koach HaTorah. We know that everything that exists, as we perceive it, came into existence through the power of Torah. We know the Medrash, we know the Zohar, Kedisa B'Medrash, Hibit V'Torah Uvar Es Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu glanced into the Torah and created the world, or in the Lashon of the Zohar Kadosh, I think it's in Parshas Truma, Stakol Bo'araisu Bar Alma, quote here from Sefer Yetzira, V'chein Yisa B'Sefer Yetzira, Ki Ha'olam Nivra B'Chaf Be'ez Osios HaTorah, that the building blocks of creation were the 22 letters of the Torah. It's also a Gemara in the 9th Parak of Brachos. That Bezalel knew how to build the Mishkan in a magnificent way because he knew the secret of the letters. And Rashi says, Kinu Sefer Yetzira. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world from Torah. Klomar, Habore Yatzar Asabriya Me'etzim HaTorah. That the world is built from the very essence of Torah. The Torah begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first statement to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Etzeisicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Anochi is Rashi Tevos, Ananafshi, I took my very nefesh, my very being, Ksivas Yehovis, I wrote it down and I gave it to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I wrote myself down in a book, and it's called the Torah. In the same way that if you want to get to know an author, you read his writings. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you want to get to know me, you study my writings. That's how you get to know my personality, you get to know my style. Kiviyachol. So Hashem created the world from the Torah itself. But we know the Torah has two parts. There's Torah Shebichsav. There's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebaal Peh. What is Torah Shebaal Peh? And how do we relate to Torah Shebaal Peh? Because if Torah, we just said, is really the Etzem Elukus, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in written form. So what's Torah Shebaal Peh? What happens when Abai and Rava have what to say? How does that work? So he writes as follows: HaTorah einena rak einena rak sefer achukim. The Torah is not merely a book of laws that we were makabel meis haborei. Rather, the Torah, at its essence, HaTorah b'shar shehi avnei habinyan shel abriya. The Torah is the building blocks of creation. Hamichlol ha'eloki shel kol ha'metzius. Mimena notzarnu v'hi mekor chayenu. The Torah is the building blocks of all reality. Which means that just like the world, in some type of larger sense, is built on Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah to create the world. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created me and you, our metzius is also built on Torah. Kedei she'anu ba'avodas Hashem shalanu, nachsof yeshus elokis nisteres zo v'nashlita al chayenu. And our job is, so to speak, nachsof, to reveal, to uncover the yeshus elokus, the reality of godliness that's hidden within us, v'nashlita al chayenu, and to allow that to dominate our lives. So meaning, when we talk about Torah, there's Torah as Hashem gave it to us, Torah Shebichsav. And then there's Torah Shebaal Peh. There's the Torah that apparently we have to have a say in. Which is why Torah Shebaal Peh is made up of Shammai says this, and Hillel says that, and Ravina says this, and Ravashi says that, right? And Abai says this, and Rava says that. So the same way that the Torah from beginning to end is again an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in written form, so to speak. Whereas the Ramban writes in his famous Hakdama that the Torah from beginning to end is what? Is the names, is Shemosu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah from beginning to end is made up of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, a Yid has to be able to look at himself and say, I am Torah. I am completely made up of Torah. And that's something we spoke about in the past. Okay, so let's keep going. Pu'ulas chasifas or pnimi zeh. The avoda of revealing this inner light. The avoda of revealing this inner light. Yeah, I'm just doing a gematria. The Sfarim say that Abaye Verava is gematria 232. This is not my own gematria. I wasn't planning on saying this, so I just have to chesed the numbers quickly. Abaye Verava, because the Gemara talks about the Havayos, the Abaye Verava. Right, the Gemara contrasts Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereishis, learning about the world, learning Kabbalah, learning the deepest secrets of the universe, versus what? Versus the Havayos, the conversations, the give and take of Abaye Verava. And the Gemara says that the Kabbalistic things are big things, and the Havayos of Abaye Verava compared to that is a small detail. But Abaye Verava is Kodesh Kadashim. Abaye Verava, there are debates throughout the pages of the Talmud, right? The backbone of Shas. Right, is mamish? It's Torah. So the same way that the Torah, the Ramban says in his Hakdama to Chumash, is the name of Hashem. So do Abaye Verava also have to reflect that. So where do you see that? So some Svarim point out that the gematria of Abaye Verava is the same gematria as what? As Yehi Or. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, Vayom Elokim, let there be light, Yehi Or. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayar Elokim as the Or, and he says, ah, it's Tov. Ain't Tov El Torah. Right, the light, the Or HaGadol, the original light, which was eventually hidden in the Torah. Let's take a step back. I know I'm getting off a little bit on a tangent, but it's an important tangent to understand how much we are Torah, how much we're made up of Torah. Let's just go back to Bereishis for one second. Bereishis bar lokim beis shamayim beis haaretz v'haaretz haisa sova v'ho v'choshech al pnei sahom. You need Or. We need Or. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah Or. We need Or. The world is a dark place. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. So Hashem says Yehi Or. Yehi Or is gematria 232. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're both
232. Okay, Yehi Or is 232. Vayehi Or. Hashem says let there be light, and Yehi Or, there was light. 232. Okay? Vayar Elokim es Or ki Tov. Hashem saw that the Or was a good Or. Tov. Gemara in Brachos Daf Hayam and Aleph Ein Tov El Torah. Hashem saw that the light was the light of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nervous. What's going to be with this light? Like Rashi says, the Rasham are going to abuse this Or HaGanuz before it's Ganuz. The original light before it's concealed could be misused. It's such a powerful kalach. So Hashem took the light. Vayavdel Elokim Ben Or Ben Achoshech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away for the future. Now where did Hashem put the light? Where did he hide it? Vayar Elokim es Or ki Tov. He saw that the light was good. Where did he put it? So the Sfarim say, Es Ha'or, Vayar Elokim Es Ha'or. Hashem saw Es Ha'or and he said, ooh, this is such a good light. Es Ha'or is Gematria 613. Right? Or as B'nai Sassar says, Es Ha'or, where did Hashem put it? Batorah. Torah 611. Batorah, Hashem put it in the Torah. So when you learn Torah, when you sit in front of a Gemara, you may not realize it, right? But there's an unbelievable light that's shining, a holy light that's shining right in your face. And when you read about Abaye and Rava, Bigamatria Yehi Or, Abaye V'Rava is Gematria Yehi Or. When you are Osek in the Havayos of Abaye V'Rava, when you're handling over a sugi of Abaye V'Rava, you're being Osek in this Inyan of Yehi Or. Vayar Elokim Sa'or Ki Tov. Hashem says, wow, what a good light. Ein Tov El Torah. Okay? I saw that remez in a sefer from Rav Chaim Palagi, the great Sephardi Gaon, and many others I've heard bring that as well. I'm not sure who says the he or so. He says the Abaye V'Rava part. Actually, that's not what he said. I didn't even tell you what he said yet. I'm adding other things. Here's what Rav Chaim Palagi says. What else is this number 232? That's not the point I was trying to get to. Yeah? Yehi Or is Gematria 232. Abaye v'Rava is Gematria 232. The Sfarim say the word Habracha is 232, which is very fascinating, because when Yitzchak is giving the brachos and he wants to give them to Esav, and Yaakov goes in and Kol Kol Yaakov Yedayim de Esav, and then Esav comes running in and he says, Habracha Achas, don't you have Habracha, don't you have one little bracha for me? That was the moment that Esav got cut off. Esav wasn't going to be, wasn't just a question of getting the blessings of Olam Hazaz, it was being Mekav the Torah from Yitzchak Avinu. Okay, and Esav was put aside at that moment. Rav Chaim Pelagi writes, and again, I think other Sfarim bring it as well, 232. What's the significance of the number 232? So it's really, it's an important number. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you spell it out in Miloy, if you spell out the letters, Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey, so there's only one way to spell Yud. How do you spell Yud? How do you spell out Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet. There's no other way to spell it. Okay? That's how all the Sfarim HaKadoshim spell it. So if you read a sefer and it's making gematria based on Yud Aleph Dalet, you can say it's a nice idea, but that's not Torah Semes, that's not the Kabbalah, that's not how we do things. Okay? How do you spell Hey? So you can spell it Hey Hey, you can spell it Hey Aleph, or you can spell it Hey Yud. Those are all legitimate ways to spell Hey. Okay? Right? You can spell it. You can spell Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Vav also. Vav can be Vav Vav. It can be Vav Aleph Vav. It can be Vav Yud Vav. Those are all legitimate ways to spell it. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim talked about these different variations. So if you spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei using the three different combinations of Hey and Vav, right, then the fullness of Hashem's name, Yud Hey Vav Hey, spelled out, four different combinations, right, equals 72, 63, 52, and 45. What the Sfarim call, and again, right now you're going to know what I'm talking about, your brain's going to turn off and say, like, what did you just say? Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban. Anyone ever heard of that? Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban. Ab, 72, Ayin Beis. Sag, Samach Gimel. Right? Ma, and Ban, 45 and 52. Okay, these are four variations of expanding Hashem's name. Okay. The gematria of Ab, Sag, Ma, Ban is 232. Is 232. Okay, so really this number 232 means what? A giloy of Elokus, an expansion, so to speak, of Hashem's name. Again, why am I telling you all of this? To make the point that Ab, Sag, Ma, Ban, these names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are the foundation, the fundamental name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in its various forms, right, is Gematria Abaye V'Rava. Because what I'm trying to show you is that the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Shebichsav is an expression of his name, so too Torah Shebaal Peh, when you learn the sugya and you're saying Abaye says this and Rava says that, you're also being osik in Hashem's name. You're learning about God. No, I'm not. I'm learning what Abaye, some rabbi a long time ago, thought. I'm learning what Rava, some rabbi a long time ago, thought. It's not true. Your mom is going back to the Yehi Or of Bereishis. And Hashem saw the Or and was Tov, Ein Tov El Torah. So we have to understand Torah Shebichsav is being HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself, and our recognition that we are also made up of the same substance, Kivyachol, comes about when we study Torah Shebaal Peh. So now let's go back inside. So again, he writes, Pe'ulas Chasifas Or Pnimizeh, to uncover this, the work, and the avodah of uncovering this inner light. Shemo Befi Hasvas Emes Torah Shebaal Peh is referenced in the writings of Hasvas Emes as Torah Shebaal Peh. Your chelek in Torah is called Torah Shebaal Peh. There's Torah Shebichsav, there's Hashem's Torah, which is a closed book, not to add a letter, not to extract a letter, right? Not to add a pasuk or take away a pasuk. It's precise, the exact number of letters are calculated and counted, like we were learning yesterday on Daf Dalet. If you spell it with a yod or without a yod, or with a vav, without a vav, it makes a big difference in how we understand Torah Shebichsav. We don't tamper with Torah Shebichsav. But Torah Shebaal Peh, we have a hand in. Torah Shebaal Peh is still evolving, so to speak. It's unfolding. So therefore, in the writings of the Sfas Emes, Torah Shebaal Peh is our chelek in uncovering, so to speak, the Etzem HaTorah, which is within ourselves. Mishum shetluya ba'avodas ha'adam, because Torah Shebaal Peh is man's donation, so to speak, to the process. V'zoi ikra avodas ha'adam ba'olameinu, and this is our avoda in this world. He quotes from Sfas Emes in Bereishis, where it's bolded. Va'avodas ha'adam levarazeh. Shekol maisa al yedei chiyus Hashem yisbarach. Our job is to try to refine ourselves that everything we do should be through the chiyus of Hashem. That I should recognize the chiyus of Hashem within everything. Another way to say that, and what he's developing here, is to say to recognize the Torah within everything. Ukeshaadam osa maisav al pi koach haTorah lahashlim rotzon habore oz mechadish or haganuz ba'teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all that light, right, and he hid it. Originally, it was a revealed light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid all of that light within everything. And through the koach of Torah, I'm able to what? Again, to pull back the covers and to reveal that inner light. And that's our avodah. To try to show that something that doesn't look like it has a shaychus to Torah, in fact, is Torah. It is Elokus. Okay? And to help to bring it towards a state of birur. Bottom line on the page, Kizeh b'chinas Torah Sheba'al Peh. And again, he said, this is what the Sfas Emes calls in his writings, Torah Sheba'al Peh. Your efforts in being megal of the Elokus within Teva is called Torah Sheba'al Peh. Lahevi or haTorah l'maisa haGashmi. Turn the page. Gamke. That we should be able to take the light of Torah and to bring it into what? Into things of this world. V'zeo haya kol avodas ha'avos l'izgalos or haTorah tzafon b'maisa bereishis. And everything the avos were working on, you kind of wonder, what were the avos working on? They didn't even have the Torah yet. What does it mean Avram kept kol haTorah kula? That's the last daf of our Masechta, Kedushin Pei Beis Amid Aleph. What do you mean Avram kept the whole Torah? There was no Torah. What does that mean? It means that Avram was going around the world, as the Torah tells us very clearly, traveling around, talking to people, setting up his tent in different places, and he was trying to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence fills all of reality. That he should become a walking Sefer Torah. Rav Soloveitchik used to explain a fascinating thing. It's in some of the Hebrew Sfarim from the Rav. It's also in the Machzor, the Yom Kippur Machzor from Rav Soloveitchik on page 472. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah Lifnai V'Lifnim with the Ketores, right? Where does he place the Ketores? See, normally when a person is going to perform a particular Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, there are Kli Sharis. There are service vessels, which have a kedusha and have halachos that govern them after they've been used to process a karban, after the flour has been collected in a bowl, and a kamitza has been taken to be put on the mizbeach. What happens to the rest of it? What happens to the bowl? Right? The service vessels of the Beis HaMikdash play a critical role in allowing the Beis HaMikdash to function. What's amazing is that on Yom Kippur, the hardest part of the avoda, as we touched on when we were learning Mishnayos, we never really got to finish it, one of the hardest parts, if not the hardest part, of the Avodah, is that the Kohen Gadol has to transfer the incense from the Kli into his hands. And it has to be this heaping pile of Ketores in his hands, and it's very hard for him to juggle while he's holding the coals. He's got the coals, which he's going to place the incense upon. And he's got this Kli with the Ketores, and somehow he has to transfer the Ketores and the Kli into his hands while not dropping the hot coals all by himself in Kodesh Kadashim. It took some training, and that's part of what he was doing over the course of that week leading up to the day of Yitzum HaShayam, of Yom HaKippur. But Rav Soloveitchik said the imagery and the idea that's being conveyed by the Kohen taking the incense in his hands is that the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kli Sharis. I am the service vessel. It's not that the incense is collected in a holy bowl, in a holy vessel. I am the holy vessel. My hands are the holy vessel. That's an amazing idea. To become, that on the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Kohen Gadol becomes so much, he's so batel, he's so much mevatel himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he becomes the service vessel. The incense is collected within his own hands. It's an amazing idea, no? That he becomes Torah. So that's what we're saying here. Try to discover the fact that you are Torah Sheba'al Peh. The same way Torah Shebichsav is made up of Hashem's names, in other words, made up of Hashem's essence, so are you. You're made up of Torah, you have the stamp of Hashem's name upon you, and you're made up of, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. That's why the Maharal writes in Tiferes Yisrael, the Maharal says that man's body, is the cloth of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right? Torah Sheba'al Peh is also written down. Before it was written down in actual book form, like this Gemara Kedushin that I'm holding. Where was Torah Sheba'al Peh originally written? On you. The Maharal says that man is the cloth upon which Torah Sheba'al Peh is written. The Tzaddikim, read the Or Gedaliah by Hanukkah, where he talks about the battle for Torah Sheba'al Peh, what the Yavanim were trying to do. to confront Torah Sheba'al Peh and understand how Torah Sheba'al Peh is where? It's stored where? It's etched. It is written. It's written on the souls of the tzaddikim. It's written on ourselves. Okay? And that again was the avodah of the avos, was to try to what? To try to recognize a Torah Sheba'al Peh. Not a written Torah. Not a list of laws, right, that govern the life of a Jew, but to say that there's an unwritten Torah. There's a Torah that can only be transmitted, spoken, passed orally from one to the next. The Torah of finding Kadosh Baruch Hu in all of Teva. Ugedol mizu on the top of page Kuf Mem Dalet, third line. Ugedol mizu kasher anu chosvim. When we uncover, when we reveal as habasis haloki torasi shabanu, when we uncover the foundation of godliness, of Torah, which is within us, haregam anu ba'atzmeinu hofchim l'Torah, then we become Torah. We don't just learn Torah. You see tzaddikim don't learn Torah, tzaddikim are Torah. They are Torah, you just watch them. You look at a tzaddik, you see this person is Torah. He has eyes like I do, he has ears like I do, he has legs and arms like I do, but he's not the same thing as I am. He's transformed himself into Torah. He's uncovered that basis ha'aluki torasi shabanu. Right? Says Tzvas Emes, the bolded section. V'hu inyan Torah Sheba'al Peh, perish, shebenei Yisrael nasin ba'atzmam Torah. Tzvas Emes by Shavuos explains that Torah Sheba'al Peh, where is it kept? Where is it stored? It's stored within us. Shebenei Yisrael nasin ba'atzmam Torah. He quotes from the Zohar, O Reis of Yisrael v'kutshavrichu kulachad. Hashem, the Torah and the Jewish people are all one. There's Hashem, Batz Muso. There's Hashem in the written form. And then there's Hashem in the what? In the Torah Sheba'al Peh form, in the oral form, which is us. We are Torah Sheba'al Peh, and it's all one thing. Yisrael Kutcher Brichel V'Raisa Chadu. That's the Zohar and Acharei Mos, in Chelek Gimel. Shekol Zen Iskayim B'Kabbalah Torah. That all of this took place, and continues to take place, when we're Mekabel Torah. You'll see what I mean by continues to take place in a second. Hu Tov Amiti. This is the true story. I skipped the line. When we say Hashem is Tov Umeitiv, Hashem is good and He bestows His goodness upon others. Again, just remind yourself of the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hayam and Aleph, Ein Tov El Torah. So if you're calling Hashem Tov, that means you're calling God Torah. And if you're saying that Hashem is Meitiv, He bestows goodness upon us, that means He's turning us into Torah. So therefore, God, the Jewish people, and the Torah is really one thing. It's one thing. Tov, Torah. Hu tov amiti v'idbiya tov b'torah v'Yisrael v'moshe Rabbeinu. Imkein nasin b'nei Yisrael atzman tovim. And that's why a Jew is essentially good. I mean, new understanding at the beginning of the Tanya, if you ever learned Tanya, right, where he talks about the essential goodness of a Jew versus the very challenging notion of chesed l'umim chatas, that even the righteous behaviors of the nations of the world have an element of sin to it. It's not as purely good as Jewish, you know, good behavior and good actions and good thoughts. And part of the reason is because, again, a Jew is not to say that a non-Jew can't do something that's relatively good. But the essence of goodness demands an absolute connection to a Kadosh Baruch. You have to be one with Hashem. And the Zohar says that Kutcher Brichu Yisrael V'Araisa is Chadu. So in that sense, the truest definition of Tov can only be applied to Klal Yisrael. Continuing in the next little paragraph, Sasemis by Purim. Aval b'matan Torah hidbik osanu lios be'etzem Torah. It used to be that we were just what? We were people who learned Torah. On Purim, when we kabbled the Torah ba'ava, hadar kiblu avimei achashverosh, the transformation of Purim turned us what? Into Torah. That's because originally, according to the Medrash Tanchuma in last week's Parsha, we only wanted Torah Shebichsav. We were scared of Torah Sheba'al Peh. According to the Medrash, we were scared of it because it's very lengthy, Gemara is frightening, it's confusing. The world of Torah Sheba'al Peh is complicated. But now we can understand it differently. What were they scared of? They were scared of the notion, I have to be Torah. Isn't it enough to just learn Torah? Isn't it enough to just do Torah? I have to become Torah? That's very frightening. That was very overwhelming to them. But after the Yeshua and Hatzalah of Purim, Hadar Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh, they re-accepted the Torah, namely that they willingly took upon themselves Torah Sheba'al Peh. They decided we're going to become Torah. That was the excitement. That's the Simcha of Purim. That a Jew became, so to speak, he came to an awareness that I can be Torah. And he writes here, that's what we say when we say Birchas HaTorah. V'chai olam nata b'socheinu. You implanted your Torah within us. Not again, the Torah is a book on a shelf that I study and I have a casual relationship with, but I become it. It's implanted within me. V'zecheilek HaTorah sheba'al peh shehu b'nafshos b'nei Yisrael be'etzem. And this is the chelek of Torah Shabbat Peh that's implanted within us be'etzem. Okay, I'm going to hold off on questions. I'm sorry, because we really don't have a lot of time, and I want to just make sure we can finish this up tomorrow. But I will take your questions a little bit later. Umosif Rabbeinu. Continues Rabbeinu. He's referring again to the Sfas Emes. Ki b'china zu shel Torah Shabbat Peh. Hamshachas koach ha-Torah b'maisa. Sheze yoser yagia mitorah. Kama shekosa b'zohar kadosh truma. Dikaima b'uvda. Loba rak b'torach gadol v'tahara yisera. This level, Torah Shabbat Peh. Why is it harder to learn Gemara than to learn Chumash? So Pashup Shat, we would all say, because Chumash is nice stories and simplistic statements and teachings. And Gemara, right? Gemara cracks open that pasuk and cracks open that idea, Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. Torah says keep Shabbos. Shkoyach. Lamentes Malachos, all the Mishnah Brura, a four volume grace set from Rabbi Ribiat, you know what I'm saying? Right, it started off as just 12 times God says in the Torah, keep Shabbos. Okay, I keep Shabbos. Then you start to learn what Shabbos is in Torah Shabbat Peh. And it's like, whoa, when did I sign up for that? Yeah? So it takes tremendous Yigia to learn Gemara. But the reason it takes tremendous Yigia is because we're trying to become godlike. We're trying to be a walking expression of Elokus in this world in a body. So it's not surprising that Torah Shebichsav is easy to connect to. It's easy to understand the spiritual quality of it because it's Hashem Himself. But now you're telling me Torah Shebal Peh, that there could be this blending of Torah within a body. So again, look at the Lashon he says here. Again, from the Zohar and Truma. Dekaima b'uvda loba b'torach, rak b'torach galav atara yesera. What does that mean? That to be able to come to Torah Shabbat Peh, to be able to bring Torah into the Olam Hagashmi, l'maisa, to take a pasuk in Chumash, keep Shabbos means nothing. It's all theoretical. Torah Shabbat Peh tells you how to separate, you know, the good jelly beans from the bad jelly beans on Shabbos, and how to warm up the kugel on Shabbos day, right? That's Torah coming into the Olam HaMaisa, coming into physicality. And that takes a lot more work. There's a lot more information that needs to be transmitted. It has to be internalized in a different way, because you're not just having a casual relationship with it. You're trying to figure out, how can I actually warm up this kugel on Shabbos day? How can I actually take the jelly beans I want and not violate Borer? So that takes tremendous work and tremendous concentration and tremendous purity of spirit. And that's the effort to connect opposites. Maisa Gashmi in Makadusha Shichias Apnimius. To be able to connect that shulin, to connect that shulin back to its shorish, you know, Lamala, is a hard thing. To find the Pnimius within a couple of beans and a little barley is a very deep thing. So what does it mean now? Torah Shabbat Peh is an ongoing process. It's not a closed book. New questions come up all the time. New questions in halacha. New svaras in the sugya. So lachadish b'torah, what does it mean? Peirusho. Lahotzi mikoach ala poel es koach ha-torah ha-ganuz b'metzias ha-gashmas. Comes along a kosher switch. Everyone's trying to figure out, what's the story with this kosher switch? Right? It is allowed, it's not allowed. But that discussion, and any discussion, is trying to what? Is trying to recognize, listen, this is something that we have to analyze with a perspective of Torah. I understand what it is physically, but I need to find the Torah that's ganuz within it, within all of the Metzias HaGashmas. That all of physical reality, I should be able to look at it and recognize the Torah that is hidden within it. Ula shlita al chayenu, and then to use that, again, to run our lives, to govern our lives. Shebishasha adam chay, b'todah masmedes, when a person lives with a constant awareness, shelachol maisa yesh erech aloki, that everything can be looked at through this Torah perspective. Harehu moti es devar Hashem aganuz b'metzias hagashmis, v'uf hofech gashmias l'torah. And then a person transforms Gashmi is into Torah. He turns something physical into Torah. and you've aligned and connected Davar Chitzoni with a Davar Pnimi. You've connected Gashmias and Ruchnias in a very remarkable way. Now, it's very sad if we don't make that connection and follow it through all the way. There's a Meiser, Reuven Feinstein, one time, a Bachar in Yeshiva came to, and he said to him, I have a situation. He said, what happened? He said, I borrowed my friend's tape recorder, and the tape recorder had like a little handle on it, some type of string, and I was spinning it around, and the tape recorder went flying off the string, and it hit the wall, and it broke. And I'm not sure. I don't think I have to pay. And Reuven Feinstein was so upset. Why? He said, because the boys in Yeshiva were learning Parak HaMafkid, and it was a basic understanding of the sugya that they were learning, that of course he's a borrower, so he's chayev to pay. Even though it was a careless accident. You borrowed the tape recorder, you aren't a hired watchman, you didn't rent it, you borrowed someone's thing, you're fully responsible for it. And he said, you've been learning, he went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, his father, he said, I don't understand, how could this be? How could this be he doesn't understand? Right? Because sometimes, again, a person could be learning Torah Shabbal Peh and not making it, and what was so bothersome to a tzaddik, to a Talmud Chacham, is that the very essence of Torah Shabbal Peh is the application to ourselves. How can you learn the Gemara and allow it to remain aloof and abstract? Now again, sometimes it's very hard to figure out how does this particular sugya about Yibum relate to my life? I'm not in that situation, Baruch Hashem. So what do I do with this? Where do I put this for now? But it has to be able to change us internally. Torah Shabbal Peh is our chelik in Torah. It's not supposed to be abstract at all. It's supposed to be even more real to us than the stories of Torah Shabbal Chsav. And again, we have to make sure that the learning that we do, we apply it in some way. It has to hit home. It has to touch our neshama. It can't just remain some type of intellectual exercise that remains aloof and somehow somewhere outside of ourselves. Okay, let's go on. Oshei. Another critical concept, again, an introductory concept of looking at all of reality through the lens of Hasidus, is the following. That the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mamshich liskayim bebriya. Hashem is eternal. The same way we've explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never left, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here, and he's just concealed. So too, you could look at any moment in time and realize that the moment, while again to our human senses seems to have come and gone, from Hashem's perspective, it's all constant. Time is a constant. Every experience that ever happened is continuously happening. Yetzias Mitzrayim is happening right now. Kabbalah Satorah is happening right now. Shabbos, which we think, what do you mean? Shabbos ended a couple days ago. Shabbos is happening right now, like we spoke about yesterday. You could be in Shabbos all the time. Okay? That's a very deep idea. Let's see. Look how he explains it. Lo rak habriya hi koach Eloki masmid. It's not merely, it's not only that creation is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously allows to exist, that Hashem allows the world to exist. Elegam kol hashpiot ha'elokiot. All of godly influences, Hashem's involvement in this world. Makas dam, tzardeya, kinim, and arv are all taking place right now in the world. And we can tap into that. No, what do you mean? I don't see that. It's not happening in the world. The newspapers would be writing about it if that was happening in the world. What do you mean that's happening? Hanisim, haniflos, hanisinos. Anything that Hashem ever gave to us, He's still giving to us. Any miracle that ever occurred for us is still happening for us. Every wonder that ever was still is. La'am Yisra. All these things are happening for us right now. That they're kayam la'ad. In the pnimius of the world, it's still happening. In the pnimius of ourselves, the feeling of being a Jew receiving the Torah at our Sinai is happening right now. Which is why Rashi says over and over again that the Torah has to be, in your eyes, kichadashim. It has to be new, it has to be fresh, as if you're standing at our Sinai now. So you think, what do you mean? That's a hard thing to picture, it was so long ago. What Rashi's telling you is, no, it's not. It's not so long ago. You should be able to picture the Torah being given to you today because the Torah is being given to you today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not someone who is Nasan HaTorah. Hashem is Nosein HaTorah. Lashon Hove. It's happening right now. Because every bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, so to speak, is Nischi, is eternal. It doesn't come and go. Hashem, by definition, is eternal. He writes, second to last paragraph on page Kuf Mem Dalet. Ha'hevdel bein Shas Hisrach Shusan. liyameinuhu. So then what is the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf when it happened, the event at the time that it took place, and as we experience it today? The difference is the following. She'anu hifsaknu lachush osan. We've stopped feeling it. We're not aware of it. Our senses are tricking us. Learn through the B'nai Machshava Torah from the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe, and you'll learn that your senses can be your biggest enemy. Your senses can be your biggest enemy. That your eyes tell you this is what you see. Your ears tell you this is what you hear. When in reality, kol gadol v'lo yasaf. That the voice of our Sinai, lo yasaf, the Torah says, never stopped. Uncle says, lo pasak, it never stopped. So all of these experiences are an ongoing process. And we have to try to make sure that we're continuously feeling those things and not allowing ourselves to be dulled by our natural senses. Right? We're no longer on a level to experience it in a way that our senses feel it. Like the Maharal writes at the end of Parshas Bo, ki advarim shelamal min hazman einam tulim bezman. Things that are above zman, such as Kabbalah Satorah, such as Kriyas Yamsuf, such as the miracles of Mitzrayim, right? Every miraculous thing that ever took place, something that took place beyond time, beyond space, are eternal. And they forever remain above and beyond time. Uvyasar Archavit, two lines from the bottom. To expand upon this idea. What is physicality? What is this world? What is the Bria? The Bria is the Ratzon of Hashem as it expresses itself and takes on some form of physicality. That the result of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and continues to exist, again, bepnimius, within everything. Turn the page. Kach gam kol nisinosav. So therefore, all the things that Hashem, again, has given to us, whether it's a physical giving or it's an emotional granting, the miracles, the hashpa of Hashem, hei ratzon eloki shezgalim begashmius. Top of page. Kuf mem hei. Is a ratzon eloki, is a godly desire, that has taken on some form of physicality. Again, I want to mention again something I mentioned, I think, when the first day we started learning this. Right? The danger of this idea is Christianity. The danger of this idea is a human God, is the Son of God, is God in a human form. The reason that notion is wrong is because it claims that God took on a single human's form, right, in the form of Yashka. But the notion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu expressing himself and allowing himself to appear, so to speak, in this world, right, in some physical levush, is not far into Yiddishkeit. The mistake is to say that it's isolated to that. The true understanding, our belief, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence fills all of reality, Einon Mavado. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills all of Gashmius, and is not limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not manifest himself within one individual. Hashem manifests himself in all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, that was the rebellion and the rejection and the falsehood of Christianity. Okay, let's go weiter. V'ikr hisrachshu son haisav apnimius. And therefore, the primary event was a pnimi event. When it took place, even though it took place in the real world at its time, the event essentially was an inner world event. B'shorash ha'elyon. It was taking place outside of time, outside of space. U'misham hishtal shalu l'chitzonius. Kriyas Yamsuf, as it manifested itself down below in this world, when the sea actually split, right, is really just a reflection of a very intense event that's occurring beyond this world, outside of time. Vikach, look what he writes. Shebichitzonius ha-neis hu arai kitiva shalagashvius. The superficiality of the neis is that it occurred at that time, and then it no longer occurred. That the Yamsuf split, and then it ceased to split. That the Torah was given, and then it was no longer given. That's the chitzonius, that it appears to be a davar arai, right? A one-time event. U'bepnimius hu nitzchi. But in pnimius it always was. So now you understand, different than I said before, but another way of understanding, kedushin pei beizam et aleph. How did Avram keep all of Torah before it was given? The answer is, what do you mean before it was given? That way of speaking is looking at time in a linear fashion, with physical eyes of flesh and blood. But if I look at time, if I look at time beyond time, if I look lamalam in Zman, if I look at Hashem's expression of Torah in the world with spiritual eyes, I see that the Torah always was. What do you mean? No Sana Torah. Hashem's always giving the Torah. Happens to be at that particular time, things align down below to create some type of chitzoni expression of God coming down to the mountain and declaring the Aseres HaDibros and giving the Torah. But that's all b'chitzonius. B'pnimius it always was. It's a davar nitzchi. Klomar, rak ba'olameinu hagashmi, niros nesinos elu kizmanios. Only in our world, from our perspective, does it appear to be an event that's taking place at a given time, or a given thing is being transmitted at that moment. Ulam b'pnimiusenu hein kayemes la'ad, kechol asiya lokis shi nitzchis. But like Hashem himself, the events, the happenings, the doings of Hashem are also permanent. And therefore, again, one could tap into them, even when it's not allowing itself to be revealed in within Teva. He writes in the bolded section, Sfasemes in Devarim, Kol ha-matanos shenasalanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu heim chakukim benafshos b'nei Yisrael. All of the gifts that Hashem has bestowed upon us have been etched onto our souls. What does it mean, etched onto our souls? My soul is permanent. And therefore, the things that Hashem has given us are permanent. Sheheim b'chinas lamal min ha-teva v'azman. The essential me, again, like we've been saying the last couple of days, not that I am a person who has a soul, but I am a soul who happens to have a body. So the essential me is lamal min ha-teva v'azman. V'lachin ein nishkachim la'olam. That can never be forgotten. The events are ongoing. The mitzvah, And the obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis. That's our way of fighting back. To make sure our senses don't become dull to the point that we think, oh, Yetzias Mitzrayim, yeah, that took place a long time ago. By remembering it, by bringing it into our consciousness, to the forefront of our consciousness on a daily basis, that's our way of making it stay alive, because it is alive. That's what we're doing. V'lachein ein nishkachim la'olam, it can't be forgotten. Rak she'enim yecholim lios b'izgalus v'shlemus. The only challenge is that it's not often expressing itself openly. And our job again is to make sure that it has expression in this world. Let's just do one last piece from Sfasemes. I'm sorry, I have to stop. It's a bad place to stop. But let's just do these next three lines. She'ein dibros habore yizbarach. This is a Sfasemes in Yisro, Tafresh Mem. That the dibros that Hashem conveyed and spoke, it's not kedibros baser v'dam. It's not like a human being who's expressing himself, who's speaking. Rather, rak hadibros hayu chakukim beliba. Again, where is it being etched? The luchos, the real luchos, the real luchos are not stones that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to put in a box. Kasveim al luach libecha. The place to write the luchos, to write the Dvar Hashem, is on your heart. It should be etched into your being. Shenivlu divrei Torah benafshosam. That the Torah should be absorbed into your flesh and blood. They say about Rav Shach that if you cut Rav Shach's skin, he would bleed Rashba's. You believe that? You believe that Rashba's would actually pour out if you cut Rav Shach? What do you think? You think it's a joke, right? It's a joke. It's true. It's a nice way to say that he learns a lot of Torah. Yeah? I don't know. I'm not sure. Shenivlu divrei Torah benafshosam. Hainu shenasu me'atzmus b'nei Yisrael Torah. That the very etzim of a Jew becomes Torah. So Mirtz Hashem, we have to stop here. But Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha. We should be Zocha to be Torah Sheva'al Peh. Not just to learn Torah Sheva'al Peh. Not just to have a connection to the Rashba and the Ritva, and to carry it in your hand, but to carry it in your heart, and to mamash become walking Sifrei Torah. Okay.